would say that it was a pretty good night for former President Donald Trump, just because it showed that he didn't have to be on stage to still kind of command a lot of attention. I know that, you know, there was a small section within the debate where they asked questions specifically about the indictments he faces, and only two of the eight candidates on stage said that they would not support him if he's convicted of crimes. So we're talking about six of the others came out very starkly supporting the former president, even if they're running against him. But that being said, I can't, you know, we expected Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to come under fire and, you know, be the most attacked candidate on stage because he's running number two after Trump. But actually, he really kind of came off stage not super burned. We did see that Vivek Ramaswamy did come under a lot of fire. He's the youngest candidate, and he kept, you know, referring to his age and him being a millennial and him being a person of color. But that didn't really, you know, shock as much as all the attacks that he came under from the other candidates.
Now, we have seen some divides within the Republican Party. Was that evident in the conversation and the debate?
Yes, definitely. I mean, there was a very heated moment where they started debating the lines where they draw abortion laws. And, you know, we had Nikki Haley, the former ambassador to the UN, arguing that abortion should be a topic that should be more debated, a topic that should come down to like a person's choice. You know, she was still saying she's pro-life, but she definitely seemed a little bit more flexible on, you know, the definitions of abortion laws. Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence was very staunchly opposed to, you know, opening up that conversation. And he was saying, I am pro-life, like, this is not something that I'm willing to debate. And so that kind of got a little heated. There was a lot of other, you know, conversations about if the party should move on from former President Donald Trump, if they could continue supporting him. And I think that was, you know, the most interesting point, is that even though they are all saying that the former president could have, you know, handled the situation on January 6th better, most of them were not willing to fully break away from him, knowing that they still have to appeal to his base of support.
And at one point, it did come up, the former vice president, his actions on January the 6th. What do you hear about that?
Yes. So that was a moment where I think several, including Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, they all acknowledged that Mike Pence did his duty that day, that he was loyal to the Constitution. There was a lot of back and forth between Pence and Ramaswamy, where, you know, the younger candidate kept defending former President Donald Trump. He was the most, I guess, aggressive defender of Trump on stage. And Pence, you know, continued defending his position and saying he did the right thing by defending the Constitution. But the two of them really got into a lot of little heated arguments throughout the night. A lot of it, you know, came down to some generational differences, as Ramaswamy argued. But it definitely was not the kind of, you know, debate that I expected to see in terms of him becoming the target rather than Ron DeSantis.